Europe. Gypsy Tears is a film depicting life in a Romani settlement. Jan Wellinger went to its Prague screening for this week's edition of the Arts.
Czech-born Zuzana Brejcha is an Austrian filmmaker whose latest project, Gypsy Tears, was screened at a Prague art cinema this week. The two-hour-plus documentary was Brejcha's first outing as a director, after 25 years in editing, and she admits her project had a far greater impact on her life than she ever expected. Gypsy Tears is a complex portrait of several Romani families living in an extremely poor settlement in eastern Slovakia, where living conditions leave much to be desired. The director told me she spent more than 2 years just preparing for the project, which was shot on digital mini DV.
Well, I found this family and I wanted to shoot about this family because I like them. And I thought they are a good example of people who would like to get out and for whom it's just made impossible. And on the contrary, the authorities are trying to suppress them as much as possible. I knew this family already for 2 years when I started to shoot, so I was sort of involved with them. And I planned to have four portraits of four women, different generations, and each season, each part of the year was another woman in focus. It sort of, I think it found me because it became part of my life.
The director admits she attempted to unravel different storylines in the film that eventually went beyond the original four women, touching upon many different aspects of life in the settlement. At first, images of the haphazard village alone are somewhat unsettling. Inside people's homes, bare walls, bare light bulbs, and very little furniture, where the most luxurious item is a TV or a musical instrument, gotten back from the pawn shop. Outside, roofs are of sheet iron. Some of the homes feature a satellite dish. Of course, the village is never empty. There's always someone around. Children play in the dirt, although adults too often have not too much to do. Director Zuzana Brejcha again.
This kind of settlement doesn't exist in the Czech Republic. There are other ghettos. There are parts of cities. It's not so much in the villages or in the outside of the cities, but it's some parts of cities that sort of become ghettos and slums. But it's not this kind of settlements out in the open in the woods like in the eastern Slovakia. But they are like at least 250 in eastern Slovakia, which is a horrible number. These settlements are never on a map. So if you would like to find them, you can't find them. If there a tourist would go and like to see some settlements, he can't find them, just by chance.
Says the turns out to be, although there credit goes to the families whose members are endearing. Among the happier scenes, says Brejcha, are moments of celebration, when families gather for traditional meals, drink, and play music.
That's what we all envy the Romanists for, is this energy they have and this love for life. And they live very much in the moment, which is, of course, difficult because they don't think so much about the future. They just celebrate if there is anything to celebrate, which is not very often. And they spend the money for the celebration, and then it's a great celebration. And afterwards, the next day, they think about what to eat because there's nothing to eat. But on the other hand, I think a lot about the future, and I always plan. And when I travel, I have a large suitcase with, whenever it's cold and hot and whatever. And I'm not able to live as much in the moment, so I don't enjoy the moment so much as I would wish to. I am just afraid that they will lose this unique ability to be happy in the moment. And that will destroy them completely, I think.
Grimmer moments in the film appear almost wherever different family members have to deal with authorities. In Breka's lens, these come across, at best, as distrusting and world-weary. It is this indifference by authorities that leaves a deeper impression. Whenever the Roma in the community must deal with police officers, post office or unemployment office officials, or even department store clerks, the Romanis don't really belong. Susana Breja lays blame with institutions and broader society for not taking proper steps to help. She points to one notorious problem, that of special schools.
You know, what kind of a solution is it if you put all kids to special schools? Because they have no chance to get any further education. I was shooting in the special school. But you see some really handicapped white children, and then you see these completely normal Romani children, together with the handicapped, put on the same level and treated on the same level so that they don't learn anything or just, you know, just as much as the severely handicapped, mentally handicapped kids. And you see it in the picture, this beautiful daughter of Gita's, she's completely normal, she's intelligent, she's not a genius, but she's completely normal. And she was sent to a special school because somebody decided it. The parents didn't understand it was a special school. And so she had no chance to go and learn something. So what happened to this beautiful girl? She got engaged when she was 17. She got a daughter when she was 21. And it's her life. She's out of work, of course. She can't do anything. And she was pregnant. She's getting her second child. She's 24 now. So she's trying to lead a normal life. She's a nice husband. They love each other. And that's her career. And she's on social benefit as everybody else.
Nor does the filmmaker think the situation with work might change. On the contrary, she sees the situation as even more hopeless than before.
Quite often I hear they should help themselves. They can't help themselves. It's just impossible. Maybe 20 years ago, after the fall of the communism, because they were used to go to work, they had some work. The kids grew up with fathers going to work. So maybe then it would have been easier then to do something for them, but now it's very difficult. Because the kids now, who are now 18, 20 years old, they never saw their fathers going to work. They are certain they will never get any jobs. They will never get any further education. It's no use going anywhere, doing anything, and they just sit in front of the television and watch some soap operas or MTV.
Even so, there are a few bright spots, at least in Gypsy Tears, and not all of the director's cast of characters give up hope. One of the young women, for example, prides herself on preparing for a driving test. At other times, the filmmaker herself gets involved. She says there was a time when she headed for the settlement every other weekend to provide support, not least when one of the men in the film is charged with a crime he didn't commit, but faces a very real possibility of 12 years in jail. The filmmaker told me she also invited her close friend from the settlement, the matriarchal Helena, to her home in Austria. Here Mrs. Breja describes her relationship with Helena, who is in her mid-60s. And this is what she experienced.
It's difficult because she's not much older than I am. She's about 6 or 7 years older than I am. But it's more of a mother to a daughter. And her daughters call me, you know, they would say Luya like a sister to us. So it's rather a mother to a daughter. And now for them, I'm just part of the family. So Helena she visited me. I picked her up in Slovakia before Christmas, and she was, for the first time, she was in Vienna for a few days. She enjoyed it very much, and she loved Vienna. She said it would be her wish to live somewhere near me, and it would be great to live in Austria because they love it there, because it's so quiet and peaceful, and people are nice to them there. Nobody's staring at them, and she felt safe.
The story doesn't end there. Since filming ended, in some ways, the story's taken turns for the worse. Several members of the family, including Helena, left for England. As a consequence, she and some of the others from the settlement now feel more uprooted than ever, says filmmaker Susana Breja. One reason why she's gotten back to filming a sequel to Gypsy Tears. As she admitted on her visit to Prague, she couldn't now leave the Romanys behind.